I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Yesterday, we talked about an airstrike in Aleppo that shut down a major airport and cut off vast amounts of quake aid to northern Syria. Horizons International is getting around the issue by driving aid in with Lebanese and Syrian church partners. Pierre Hosni with Horizons International tells us,
we have to go through different checkpoints, go through different avenues to get into the affected areas. And there are some areas where our Lebanese staff are not able to get into. So we have to send Kurdish, Syrian staff members into the Kurdish areas because they can pass through the checkpoints. And we have different partnerships with churches that let us into different areas.
Several warring factions are fighting for aid and blocking it from each other. But the Syrian church is serving their neighbors regardless of ethnicity or religion. You can support Syrian aid rooted in the gospel at missionnews.org. And the newest member of our network battles addiction in the U.S. Director Brandon Bauer says his group, The Lighthouse, began in 2015 as Biblical Life Recovery Center. Today,
it's amazing to see how our small ministry here in Fort Wayne has taken on a larger approach in the nation. Plus, we're doing some work in South Africa and Nigeria, helping them understand the importance of God's word in dealing with addiction, because they're going through some awful addiction issues over there.
Along with a 30-day residential program, The Lighthouse provides community and consultation services, and God is using this ministry to break the chains of addiction nationwide. Meet The Lighthouse at missionnews.org.
We are a beacon light on a hill, drawing others to the Savior.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.